Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to you. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. It was Rachel Naomi Remen who said, "A loving silence often has far more power to heal and to connect than the most well-intentioned words." How true. I remember a college president whose wife was dying of cancer, and they were going through a real struggling time. They belonged to a church. They had this couples group that they were in, and of course the couples group was really nice in bringing food, coming to visit his wife at the hospital. They would come in and out of the room. Sometimes they would gather all together, and there was a little bit of laughter, and, "Hey, how you doing, honey? And I hope things are better," and all that kind of stuff. And there was just noise, words all the time, all the time. Many people standing there not knowing what to say. And when you don't know what to say, it's best to give that moment silence rather than filling it with some inane words that go nowhere. There was a deacon at their church who was assigned to come and call on them. He was an uneducated man who came into the room, simply tapped the husband on the shoulder, and sat down in silence for 1 hour. Later, the couple would say, "We could not wait for our friends and all of their noise to leave." And this deacon from the church, sitting in silence, we never, ever wanted him to leave. I've said before that silence, indeed, is the language of God. I have a friend who was working with me in a church as a youth minister, and I remember the time that his grandmother, he was far closer to his grandparents than all, had a real wild teenage time, and grandma would always take him in, and she died. And there was a very wealthy woman in our church, and she had some kind of inner wisdom also, and sent flowers over, but then she went herself, walked in the door, and sat in silence for 1 hour, and then gave him a hug and left. If only we could learn this power. I repeat again, a loving silence often has far more power to heal and to connect than the most well-intentioned words. Rachel Naomi Remen. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes, and I am wishing you in this moment all the very best.